Now, South Korea is currently investigating a suspected cyber attack after the computer networks of several major organizations seem to have become paralyzed. Now, some of the country's biggest broadcasters and the banks are among those who say their networks have been frozen. There's no evidence yet of who or what could be responsible. But let's go live now to the South Korean capital, Seoul, and talk to Lucy Williamson. And Lucy, tell us more about this. When did it happen, and how did people first observe that their systems had crashed?
It happened around 2 p.m. local time, and it happened simultaneously across three of the country's biggest broadcasters, KBS, NBC and YTN. It also hit two banks, Shinhan Bank and Nonhyuk Bank. It didn't last for very long. Shinhan at least got its systems back a couple of hours later. But the fact that it was a simultaneous attack, the fact that it took out all the staff computers, for example, at one of those broadcasters, is making people very suspicious about the fact that there may be a hacking attempt behind it. Certainly the staff at some of those TV channels were saying that their computers simply crashed at 2 p.m. and when they tried to get back online, the computers wouldn't respond. And there have been some unconfirmed reports that some people saw skulls and messages, perhaps from a hacking organisation, appear on those screens. But as I say, that last bit of information is unconfirmed as yet.
And given the state of relations with the North, which are particularly bad at the moment, perhaps inevitable then that North Korea is being seen as the possible culprit.
Speculation is certainly focused in that direction at the moment. The investigation is, of course, in its very early stages, and so no one's really coming out and saying whether they believe there was foul play here or not, or indeed where it might have come from. But certainly in the wider public, the wider society here, North Korea is the focus of that speculation. It's believed to have been behind some major hacking successes here in the past, accessing both government websites, financial websites, a major newspaper here. And of course, tensions are particularly high on the peninsula at the moment. So, yes, many people are beginning to speculate that that's a potential source of this disruption.